I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Early on in this year, no one, I think, could have predicted just how bad things would get, that Trump would go full-on authoritarian dictator, that he would ignore the Congress, that he would ignore the Constitution, that he would ignore judges and the Supreme Court. Plus, there's the fact that he has become completely mentally unhinged at this point and can barely make a speech that makes any sense. I finished Mary Trump's book about him, and I do think that I understand why he is the monster that he is. But he is a monster. The book makes that pretty clear. And he's not capable of being anything but a monster. That's what he is. He is about as broken and damaged a human being as has ever walked the earth. And he's our president, and he's literally killing us every day, battling on the side of the coronavirus to help it get a better foothold. You know, I'm guessing that's his strategy. Apparently it was because it killed people he didn't like black people and poor people. He wasn't too worried about it because it was in blue states, and Jared apparently decided, well, let them all die. And since now they're dying in the red states, that turns out to be a pretty bad strategy. So we're almost overwhelmed by horribleness as we watch our democracy crumble before our eyes. So do we even really have any leftover energy to look at the assaults on Sachs? Well, today we will. But I think the saddest part of all of this, and other people have commented on this as well, we have moved past Idiocracy. In Idiocracy, that movie, they were smarter than we are today. And they were idiots. And while in that movie they didn't know anything about science, they weren't at war with science like we are right now in this country. We're literally at war with science in the midst of a pandemic. That's a pretty horrifying situation. And we are learning that the reality of that is that a lot of people die. The latest estimates in the United States, 300,000 deaths by December. And the president continues to turn to incompetence, as well as his followers, as his advisors on how to deal with this. Now, we talked last week about the demon semen doctor and how insane all that is, and how Trump apparently supported her, and Giuliani jumped in. How Trump manages to surround himself with people who are so clearly and obviously profoundly mentally ill, and then uses them, it's amazing, but that's what he does. So the demon semen doctor, Emmanuel, said that Giuliani was her hero, and then Giuliani replied to her, well, you're my hero. Why? Because they're both promoting hydroxychloroquine, which study after study after study has shown doesn't help. It makes things worse in many cases. The dumbest man in the Congress, Louis Gohmert, is apparently using only hydroxychloroquine to treat his positive COVID-19. We'll see how that goes. Even Don Jr. has posted defending the demon semen doctor. And I thought he was Oh, wait, we're talking about Don Jr. He's an idiot, of course. But Giuliani makes a great Trump ally because he's as crazy as Trump is. He has had as many divorces as Trump has had, and he treats women with the same level of respect. Speaking of people who treat women with respect and are completely mentally sound, Kanye West continues to run for the President of the United States. But he's not serious. He basically comes out and says it. He's just doing it because he wants to help Donald Trump. And the assumption here, which is kind of offensive, that no matter how bad Trump is, people will throw their vote away to vote for someone who can't possibly win, Kanye West, because he can't. He's not in enough states on the ballot where he could have even the remotest chance. So it's just simply only for the purpose to stoke his ego, which is up there with Donald Trump's, and to see if they can siphon away some voters from Joe Biden. We talked a little bit about his first campaign rally, such as it was. And to be fair, it's pretty well known that Kanye West has some serious mental issues. His family is battling for him to get help. But instead, he runs for president, which I guess is the thing that crazy people do these days. But I agree, we should have some sympathy to people who are suffering from mental illness. But at the same time, when they go out and do horrible things, we can't just say, oh, they're just having mental issues. When you do horrible things, and you're a horrible person, it doesn't really matter to me that you're crazy when you don't get any help for it. And Kanye West's misogyny at this rally was just stunning. He went on a rant opposing abortion, except he doesn't think it should be illegal, apparently, but that he said, and I'm quoting, and don't worry whether these quotes make sense or not, this is Kanye West, so I'm quoting him, the maximum increase would be everybody that has a baby gets $1 million or something in that range. Okay, sure, that seems like that makes sense. He also said that marijuana should be free, so much for his economic policy. Like Trump, he has no real interest in policy, just crazy ideas. It is hard to extract anything that makes sense. It seems like West suggested that Israel should pay the $1 million in Africa. And there was something in there about God deciding whether you're going to get pregnant or not. He'll take care of that. And of course, he's a complete and total misogynist, so of course he called a TMZ female reporter a bitch to her face. Because that's the kind of bullying that people like Trump and Kanye do when they know the person can't really defend themselves, but they like doing it right to their face to see their reaction. So maybe not just an idiocracy, but also a crazyocracy. I mean, I've never before sat and thought, gee, maybe America is too stupid and too crazy to survive. I think a lot of people are thinking that right now. The anti-mask movement is much, much bigger than I could ever imagine. And those folks are dangerous and violent. And we've got, in polling, around 50% of Republicans who won't take a vaccine because of all of the conspiracy theories spread about vaccines. And that's terrifying. We talked last week about QAnon, and it's really unbelievable. It's the stupidest, craziest. If you believe this, you probably should be in a padded cell getting some severe help. But nonetheless, it's taken off like wildfire. And in Florida's 18th congressional district, they've got K.W. Miller running as an independent. He continues to retweet the Great Awakening slogan and where we go one, we go all, and promote the hashtag for the Pizzagate conspiracy theory. And he combines his misogyny with his racism. He put out, Beyonce is not even African-American. She is faking this for exposure. Her real name is Anne Marie Lastrassi. She is Italian. This is all part of the Soros deep state agenda for the Black Lives Matter movement. Beyonce, you are on notice. You all do know that Beyonce's song Formation was a secret, coded message to the globalists, I certainly hope. The song clearly admitted that she was demonic and that she worshipped in the Satanist churches located in Alabama and Louisiana. She keeps Satanist symbols in her bag. Why in the world is this guy not running as a Republican instead of an independent? The FBI considers QAnon dangerous, fanatics, terrorist capabilities. And remember, their end game, what they're looking for, is the mass arrest of Democrats and, for many of them, mass executions. And their beliefs are really unbelievably crazy. We really haven't given you an adequate overview because we've just done some of the highlights. So here's what I think the mass majority of them believe. They think that elite Democratic pedophiles are torturing children in satanic dungeons to extract a chemical called adrenochrome from their blood or glands or brains, which they use as a drug. They also believe that kids are sacrificed to Moloch, a Canaanite god, and that other children languish as mole children in underground bunkers beneath Central Park, awaiting rescue by the military at some point, but that never happens. Now remember, 50% of Republicans will not use a vaccine for COVID-19, and I think it's in no small part because of QAnon, because they claim that when there is a vaccine, it will be used for mind control. But don't worry, industrial bleach is a cure if you drink it. And some of these QAnon crazies will get elected, most likely Marjorie Taylor Greene, running in a heavily Republican district in Georgia. She won the nomination by 20 percentage points. She's a hardcore racist, Islamophobe, anti-Semitic, of course. Oh, and just when they got rid of Steve King, she's like a crazier version. She has endorsements from Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, and getting money from Mark Meadows, who's Trump's chief of staff, his political action committee. How are the Republicans even considered a legitimate political party anymore? I don't get it.